Hi, this is
Blog
Under the Moon.
Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Under the Moon. You're listening to Under Moon. Let's listen to a little Shona music. Hi, everyone. Sorry about the sound on our recording. This is Under the Moon. It's 6 o'clock on Saturday, August 10th, 2013. You're listening to Joni Ross and Pat McHugh. This is an astrology program, and we hope that you'll join us. You can call in and give us your date, time, and place of birth, and we're going to look at your chart. The number here is 213-816-0357, 213-816-0357. And we have a wonderful guest tonight, a very dear friend of mine, and I'm a big fan of hers. Her name is Nora Balaban, and that music that we had when we started up the show, Shanjay, is a recording that she made with her group Timbila, and that's traditional Shona music. And she's going to tell us more about her life, how she became an artist and a musician, and how she got into African music. And Moon is in Libra tonight, so I think this is a great time to talk about art. Art is the way that we can really create peace if we just do cultural exchange through music and art and film, and we can just have more understanding of culture and hope, and that everyone has the same thing inside. They want to feel beauty. They want to be happy. And so I thought we'd talk about Venus tonight. And you know, Nora is a wonderful, exciting, interesting Aquarian, and we do have our second moon in Aquarius coming up on the 20th. And I love Aquarians, and I love the moon in Aquarius because my moon is in Aquarius. And so we'll be talking about that next week more. But Aquarians are about innovation, revolutionizing, activists. They're natural activists. And our guest tonight is a very interesting mix of, you know, to the traditional with the with sort of the innovation, and you're going to hear that when we hear her music. And I hope my computer is going to let me play a little better than before. So call in. We're going to talk about your chart, and if you love music and you love art, or just what matters to you, what makes you feel happy, what makes you feel loved. This is all about Venus, which is the ruler of Libra. So the number here again is 213-816-0357. Okay. Pat?
Hey, Joni.
How you doing?
I'm just fine. I just wanted to take a minute to thank our sponsor, All of us from Under the Moon would like to thank our sponsor, Gwendolyn Holden Barry. Gwendolyn is the owner and master blender of Daughters of Isis, a company that uses the ancient blending tools of fragrance and homeopathy to bring your sensuality into alignment with our ancestors and cultural traditions from across the Earth Mother. You can find her oils and all of her products at her website, daughtersofisis.com. Thank you, Gwendolyn, for all you do for us.
Yes, thank you, Gwen. We love you, Gwen. So, question, are you hearing the distortion in the music, or is it just me?
The music sounds fine to me.
Ah, wonderful. I've been worried about it because my speaker's a little funny. Okay, no worry. So let's see if Nora's here, because I really want you guys to meet Nora. Nora, you there?
I'm here. Hi, Joni. Hi, Pat.
Hi, Nora.
Hi.
So how are you doing? I know you're on a little trip to Boston today, right?
Yes, I'm in Boston, sitting in the backyard looking at the new treehouse and talking to you.
Great. So Nora, I know Nora from, when did we meet? Probably around 1990, wasn't it? Somewhere around there.
No. Oh, was it before I moved back to New York that we met? I guess
So we met a long time ago. We've been fast friends. Tell me a little bit about what you were doing even before that time period with music.
I was playing music. You mean before the time period that we met?
Yes, because I know you had a very interesting way you did your music.
Well, when we met, at that time I was living in San Francisco, and I was playing African marimbas, and I had a background in rock and roll, and then I started playing African marimbas when I lived out there. I was playing with a band, a couple of bands, and then in a kind of natural way, I started fusing my rock background with the traditional African music that I was learning. I was playing traditional music from Zimbabwe, and
yeah.
It was kind of natural for me to combine that with the rock and roll that I love to play also.
Yeah, I remember your song, 11, 11, 11, 05. Yeah, that really...
Yeah.
Because that's the time
cool.
on my birthday.
That was an example. I was playing African marimbas, and I wrote a love song for this homeless man and woman that was having a little love affair on my stoop in New York.
Beautiful. Oh, wonderful. So then fast forward, you went to Africa, right? You know, I think within a year or so after I met you, you took this first trip, right?
Well, my first trip was in 96, and I went to Ghana, Zimbabwe, Mozambique, and South Africa, and I was there for about a year on my first trip. And I went to study traditional music in Ghana and Zimbabwe and Mozambique. And, I was planning to stay for about 2 months, but instead I stayed for 10 months.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, yeah.
And then you came back with all this art.
I came back with all this. In addition to studying the traditional music of that country, or those three countries, I fell in love with all the arts and the crafts and the paintings and everything. So I began to buy, you know, a lot of things, different crafts and arts, with the intention to sell them when I came back. So when I came back the first time, it was in November. So luckily it was about a month before Christmas, and I was able to sell everything that I had brought with me.
I remember that.
Very quickly, and then I went right back to Zimbabwe to learn more music and acquire more stuff. And it started this pattern of going to Southern Africa to learn music and to buy more stuff to sell back here. So I was going back and forth a number of times.
Wait a minute. So, Nora, so, So that was an amazing time in your life, and you wound up opening the store, and a lot of people get to meet you at that time, and then you went back to music full time, right?
Yes, well, as a result of buying all of that stuff and selling it, I ended up opening a world music store, which, I sold instruments from all over the world, and I had music classes from, like, all different kinds of ethnic music classes, and we sold CDs, and that store lasted for about 10 or 11 years. And when I closed the store, I went back to really concentrating on music. I mean, I was playing music the whole time, but
I know.
I'm now concentrating on playing music and teaching music, and I have two groups that I play with. One is Timbila, which is the music that you just played before, and Timbila is a five-piece band that combines traditional African instruments with rock and other influences, and we describe the music as Afrodelic. So it's based on guitar. And
that's awesome.
Yeah. I play mbira, which is the thumb piano from Zimbabwe, and I play timbila, which is the xylophone from Mozambique, and I sing. And so I play in that group, and I also play in a traditional mbira group called Mbira NYC, and we play traditional mbira music of Zimbabwe. And we sing in Shona and keep it pretty traditional. So two different groups, and I'm able to keep to the traditional roots of the music and then go off and do my own wild thing, whatever that may be.
Yeah, well, people should really check out what you're doing. How can they, if they go to my website, I've got your bio on there and some photos and picture of that beautiful little finger piano called the mbira, and they should get to see your nail polish, but that's another story. You have two nail colored nails with different colors, and it's always so cool. And then how can they get in touch with you to listen to your music or to bring you to their city, your band, if they want to listen to African music? How can they do
that? There's two different, if you want to hear Timbila, which is spelled Timbila. It's the name of the band. It's also the name of the xylophone from Mozambique. You can go to Reverb Nation. So it's reverbnation.com, / Timbila. And that has all of our music and our music videos. And then
Well,
Mbira.
Actually, they can just Google you, too. Nora Bala Band. There's lots of
probably.
About you and your
group. And then the Mbira group has a website. It's Mbira NYC, which is spelled MBIRANYC.com. So MBIRANYC.com. So those are the two sites with all the music and the videos and the photos and the bios, etc.
Yeah, it's really amazing. Especially the traditional stuff is just so delightful. And then your innovative, what do you call it, Afrodelic? Your Afrodelic take on things is just, I can't think of a better word than so Nora.
So. I'm also, at the moment, I'm teaching mbira. So I'm teaching adults and children, and I'm teaching people to play mbira. So,
right, and they can just put that, they can just put it in their knapsack and sit in a city park or up on a mountain and practice away. It's such a
exactly.
great instrument.
Very small, portable instrument. So,
So, Nora, I want to talk a little bit about your chart. I think we did talk about your chart many years ago. I know you're not a follower of astrology, but, Aquarius is the sign of the astrology. So that's one thing. So I think...
What does that mean?
It just means that because of Uranian principle, that's why we like... It rules astrology. So...
Uh-huh.
It's about the cosmos, and Aquarians are very cosmic people. I think on the bottom of their mind somewhere, they understand that there's a perfect system somewhere that people just need to get it, So sometimes Aquarians can be quite upset at the misuse and ill use of an intention, and you know, they especially when you're born on your birthday, which is the 7th, I think it's very frustrating to see people with who are really compromising their values. Aquarians are very sincere, very rational people, and your moon is in Libra, which I think is also kind of synchronistic, right, Pat? We get that a lot on this show where people will call in succession having the same signatures in their charts. Well, today the moon is in Libra, and your moon is in Libra. And the moon in Libra is a person that really has an ideal as well about how to behave. You know, the moon in Libra really cares about how the other person is understanding them. You know, it's an air sign, just like your sun sign is an air sign. So air signs are communicators. And there's other things in your chart I'm going to talk about in a minute that really talk about the music. But to me, this desire to communicate this indigenous cultures and, you know, and just a culture that is so old, really the communication is the sound itself. It's the rhythm. It's the attitude that people have when they play that kind of allows a feeling about themselves as a people and each other. And this really makes sense in your chart because even though you're an Aquarian, your sun is in the house of Cancer, which really has to do with the moon, which is the people. And then your moon is in the house of Neptune, which has to do with music. And it's also it also says to me that, you know, yes, you're a very emotional person, especially because you are Scorpio rising, but the this kind of intangible message that you want to communicate is all about feelings, right? Do you relate to what I'm saying in terms of this music?
You really
just love it to be sitting and playing and have people sing along or just be there or just be in a place where everyone just loves each other through music and just also conveys honor, respect, hope, everything, you know, through the music. And, you know, not surprised at all that you wound up finding such an amazing type of spiritual music that you got involved in. Because the house of Neptune or the 12th house is the spiritual connecting. It's not the religion, it's the connecting itself. And the one thing we know about music is that it just permeates through everything. You know? And then you have...
And Mbira music is called, it's also another word for it is a telephone to the spirits. Because it's used
Hello.
For spirit
there
ceremony.
You go.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I love that.
Yeah, they call it the telephone to the spirits because they use it to call the ancestor spirits to ask for advice.
So interesting. And, you know, also in your chart, talk about telephone to the spirit. You've got, when you were born, Jupiter and Neptune were conjunct in the sign of Scorpio. And so Neptune is in its own house, which really empowers it. Again, you know, you can really hear music, can't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you really hear the message, even though probably you didn't know what the words meant. You knew what it meant in some level already, didn't you?
Right.
You could feel it.
Yeah.
And then with Jupiter together with anything really expands it. So this says that, you know, you can play and play and play and play and play, right?
You just
never get tired. Yeah, and then and then the other thing that, you know, I love the fact that we're talking about how, and of course all songs are communications, which is why I love music so much, you know that, that when you put the tone with the words and it's expressed that way, you know, even the words have an embedding in another person. You know, we all remember the songs that when we were young and when we were first really looking at life, and, you know, those songs are still in us, right? So
yes,
can you imagine if you're talking about playing for your ancestors? You know, here they are. They're alive again. They're still here. And then in your chart also, Mercury, which is the planet that kind of activates our ability to kind of discern what we want to think about and what we want to communicate, certainly, is exactly conjunct Venus. in the house of Mercury, meaning you are a major communicator. And the interesting thing about this is, you know, Venus is also the ruler of your moon, and Venus is retrograde in your chart. So I would say, and I know this about you already because, you know, I'm into jazz, and you were like, jazz, you know, and I know you're more open to jazz these days, but you're just so discerning of what you want to hear, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You're very discerning, and Venus retrograde is really like that. Whoever has that in their chart, you know, they'd rather not date anybody if it's someone that's not great. You know, they really, Venus retrograde means you have to agree of what's right for you, and you have to like it. And but the idea that Mercury and Venus are so tightly conjunct in the sign of Aquarius, you know, your message can be really heard, Nora, and it is being heard. But I just want to really say, people listen to this music and listen to Timbiela. And if the other group isn't called, what's your other group called?
The other group is Imbira NYC.
Imbira NYC. So Imbira NYC, yeah. And Timbiela. Because what you're hearing, I think, listeners, is the person that's bringing this flavor, this message, to a contemporary sound, from a very groovy modern Aquarian, you know, really can honor the past like this. It's very beautiful. And what else do I want to talk about? Mars. Okay. So the other thing about your Mars, which is in the sign of Capricorn. So people that have Mars and Capricorn can be quite ambitious. And I know you have a lot of ambition to learn everything you've learned. I mean, how hard was it to learn Shona and all the other songs that you've learned? It wasn't so easy, was it?
Well, I'm still learning. I'll be learning forever.
But you have a very good retention, don't you? It's not that difficult for you to learn, is it?
Wow, that's a good question. It's getting easier for me to learn, but I need to play the music all the time in order to really retain it, you know, so I work hard.
Oh, yeah, well, that's, you know, what do they say? Talent is just a lot of work and a little gift. You know,
Yeah. Anybody
that's going to get on the level of your playing has to practice. But, you know, Yeah. Just... hearing you over the years and singing with you, we've sung together too, just for different little occasions where we wanted to do something. You know, your ear, you just really have a very good tone. You know, your intonation is so good. And the sound of your voice, I was thinking I really wanted to talk about the sound of your voice. You can't necessarily hear you in the song that we're going to play alone that much, but you just have this sultry richness in your sound that I just love. You really are a good singer.
You.
Very good singer. And anyway, so Mars in Capricorn, it's about a little bit of a long-range plan, meaning you can really, you have the fortitude with Mars in Capricorn to really go the distance, because that's what it takes to really get everyone to have the benefit of enjoying the music is all the productions that you are doing, all the recordings, and I know you have lots of performances coming up. Is there somewhere that you're playing coming up now that people can go hear you in New York?
Yeah, the next show will be August 25th, and it's going to be at the Bowery Poetry Club in the East Village.
Oh, okay, beautiful. That sounds great. So tell us a little bit about the song that you just recorded that we have a recording of that we're going to play.
Okay,
tell
so the song that you're going to play is called Kiss Kiss Abyss. And what we did was I took a very, very old traditional Shona Imbira song from Zimbabwe called Mukutiende. And anybody who plays Imbira or anybody from Zimbabwe would know this song, Mukutiende. And I took different versions that I had learned of this song and I combined them and then, you know, put the band behind it. And the lyrics that we're singing are based off of a poem by Bob Holman, who actually owns the Bowery Poetry Club. He's a great poet and somebody we've been collaborating with recently. And so it's a combination of this ancient Imbira song from Zimbabwe and this fantastic poem that Bob Holman wrote, and then my own sort of rock and roll sensibility, I think, is mixed in there somewhere.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's kind of the background on this song.
Wonderful. So yeah, I love the song. I want everybody to listen to it. And you can go to my website, and I'm going to try to put a link to the song there, too. But you can also go on Reverb Nation or get in touch with Nora.
Yeah, the song is also on, if you go to SoundCloud, it's up there.
SoundCloud. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so this is Kiss Kiss Abyss. This is Timbila, right?
Yes.
Timbila Group?
Right.
Okay. This is Timbila, Kiss Kiss Abyss, Nora Balaban. Wow, that was gorgeous.
Oh, that's fantastic, Nora.
Thank you. I'm glad you like it.
I love it. You know, the whole sound of the group is beautiful, and you sound gorgeous. And can people buy this record yet?
Not yet. We've just finished it and just put it up there. So your show is the first show playing it. I don't even think everybody in the band has heard it yet.
That's awesome.
Wow.
Thank you so much. Thank you for that. So I know you have to get to your family, your nephew, and your whole story over there in Boston. So we really appreciate you coming on and letting us share your chart and how deep you're entrenched in this musical communication. And maybe it's going to be really a changing the world, Nora.
Thank you. Thank you so much, and thank you for inviting me. I love you both, and I'm honored that you invited me.
You take care, baby. We love you.
I love you, too. Have a great
day. Take care,
show.
Nora.
Okay. Bye, Pat. Bye, Joni.
Bye.
Bye. Okay, that was so cool, right?
Absolutely. I can't even encourage anybody who is in the New York area strongly enough to go see Tim Bila if you get the chance. It's really a remarkable experience musically.
Oh, you've gone,
I have. They're outstanding. There's just this really incredible energy around them. It's just really uplifting and happy, and the music is just beautiful. So if anyone has the chance to see them live, they should go.
And all the people that like it, that kind of people that come out to that stuff, they're really beautiful world citizen types. Yes.
Oh, it's a really great experience. I can't recommend it highly enough.
So, okay, Pat. So before we do the callers, do you want to take a little station break, Woody?
I would love to. Okay. Do you have a copy of your horoscope? We want you to be able to use astrology as a tool in your daily life. Go to JoniRossAstrologer.com. That's Joni, J-O-N-I, Ross, R-O-S-S, Astrologer.com. Click Contact Joni and submit your name and email address. Joni will email you to request your date, time, and place of birth. After she has this information, she will send you a brief explanation of how the upcoming lunation affects your month ahead, as well as information from your natal chart that gives you insights on how to win.
Great. Okay. Go ahead, Don.
I was going to send back to you.
Well, thank you. Okay, so that was a really great segment. As far as I'm concerned, having Nora. So let's talk to our caller. Hi, you're on the air with Joni and Pat.
Hey, ladies, how's it going?
Great. How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good.
What's your name?
Who am I speaking to?
This is Joni.
It's Jay. Hey, Joni. It's a Jay and Pat,
Aloha,
I believe,
Jay.
Right?
Yeah.
Aloha, Jay.
Yeah, hi.
Hi.
This is the first time you've called in, isn't it? I see you here sometimes.
No, it's probably the second time I called in, and I usually keep weekly tabs on what's going on astrology-wise. But this one was an interesting week. People at work felt kind of tired, and I felt kind of tired. What was happening with the new moon on this week? Just wonder what's going on with that.
Well, we had the new moon, and tired, you said. Okay, you've been tired. Well, let me put your birth. Let me put your chart up again, Jay.
Sure, thanks.
What's your birthday?
March 24th.
What year?
1964.
Okay. And do you know what time you're born?
11:54 p.m.
7:54?
11:54.
Oh, 11:54. Okay. Okay, thanks. And where were you born?
Medicine Hat, Alberta, Canada.
Okay. Okay, so... Did you find Medicine Hat, Cat, Hat, Pat?
It's coming up, yes.
Okay. So you said you're tired and everyone's tired around you.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you know, once you have the new moon, first of all, two things happened last week. One is Mercury had made its way back to where it had gone retrograde during this last retrograde period. So I think there was sort of a reorientation in our kind of pulling forward again. And sometimes you have to get it going. So I think that a lot of things are activated that, you know, we go back into a different gear. And this is from today. Wait. I'll tell you, I'm having some technical stuff today, I got to say that. But so your moon is in the sign of Virgo, and of course Mercury would be something that's very subtle and underlining how you feel in general, because it's the ruler of your moon. And your Mercury is in the sign of Aries, which is fast. So, of course, you're going to feel it if you're not feeling energized. You want that immediate Martian energy going. And sometimes the energy's just, you know, it's sort of like holding pattern before you go across on a ferry. You know, you just have to wait. And how are you feeling by now?
I'm feeling a little bit better, but, you know, it's just a really tiring week.
It was a tough week. The other thing that is happening, being activated in your chart, well, you know that Uranus has been very involved with your solar energy, and it's making its way towards Mercury. And Uranus is also going through this square with Pluto. So, you know, on and off this whole year, you're having this energy shifts, really, literally. So, you know, just make a lot of space for allowing those gears to shift within you, and just really know that it's just energy moving, but that you're still, you know, 100% responsible and capable of connecting with your own intention and what you want. But sometimes it's rest is just really the prescription when you have those kinds of complexities going on, especially Uranus to the sun. I think when you're getting this kind of energy, you really need to just increase your capacity. And I remember that you... I think we've spoken before, like one of the earlier shows, right?
Yep.
Where you were telling me you were a big meditator. You do a lot of spiritual work. Yes. So, you know, breathing with really the expansion of your own, you know, allowing the cosmic energy to really come in as it will, because it doesn't come in an even flow with Uranus. It comes in like lightning, you know. So breathing is so important. And did you tell me you were involved in art also?
I don't think so, actually. I think it was just I do music stuff, so drumming, actually.
You do music. You do drumming. Yeah. Oh, yeah, I remembered something. You know, your Venus is in Taurus, which is its own sign. And it's also in the house of Virgo, which is very interesting because your moon is in Virgo. So, you know, I wonder if sometimes you're well, you have a lot of extra energy. That's what drummers have, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know,
right.
You have a lot of energy anyway. But with Venus in the house of Virgo, I would say, you know, planning the enjoyable things that really rejuvenate you on a pleasure level and an appreciation level is so essential for you, for your own health and your own well-being. It's just what you need sometimes. So I hope you're scheduling in, you know, even listening to music. Well, you listen to music a lot anyway?
Yes, I do.
You do? Good. Because, you know, Venus in Taurus really loves to enjoy, you know, taking it in. Beauty, music, definitely singing, too. Do you have a good singing voice?
Oh, yes, I do.
You do? Okay, good.
Thank you.
So, because Taurus rules the throat and Venus in Taurus should make you a pretty good singer. And, you know, just like our caller before, or our guest before, Nora, you have the sun in the house of Cancer as well. So, you know, there's all this Martian energy, but it's really emotional, you know, you really want to really work through the emotions. And sometimes if it's, you know, if you're feeling extra tired, just sleep more because that's where you're going to do that work emotionally.
Right.
And also, what else? So you play drums and you love music, but that's not what you do for your work, or is it?
No, I do do service work, so.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
So, and you like astrology. You listen to different astrology shows?
Oh, yeah, I do, because I think it's very important because, you know, last 3 months were interesting. I think we got a little break before October hits, so October, November hits.
Yeah,
and,
especially
know, really,
with all
yeah,
the...
Mm-hmm.
What were you saying? I'm sorry.
Go ahead, especially with all the what?
Well, with all the grand trines that we had,
yeah.
You know, the grand sextile where we have two trines
yeah.
in the same proximate degree, this definitely was a lot of energy. And, you know, especially if you're into spiritual work and creative things, you're using it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and caring for people, of course, service, you know, with the Virgo. And then also I just wanted to say, even though you're having this, you know, whatever you have that's transiting your sun is also making a quincunx to your Uranus, which means that you're having a quincunx from Uranus to itself and the sun. So that's kind of... I'm going to say there's a certain kind of tension or stress that you're going to be working with right now. So that could also be, because you do all that work, it could also be just a little more exhausting right now. But everything's worth it because the energy is really developing in your life right now in ways that you aren't going to see until later. So that's pretty exciting and interesting. So, yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, it's very cool. I'm really glad you came on the show, Jay. It's nice to hear from you again.
It's always great to hear from you, too.
Thank you. So, and you can go to, if you go to my website and get in touch with me, I'll send you something about this lunations if you like to see that. Joni
sure.
Ross Astrology.
You know, yeah, thanks. I'll join you. Okay, I'll look for your website link. And also, you know, I looked at a crop circle day, and there's something about November 28th, 2013. Do you know anything what's going on with that?
What did you read about it? What are you talking about?
I saw a crop circle, and they were talking about November 28th, 2013. Yeah, do you know what's happening
no,
with that?
No, I don't
is
know
there...
too much about that, but... I have a feeling November is going to be a very exciting month in general for the Earth.
It is. It's going to be interesting.
Yeah. So we should stop being so shocked by things like crop circles. Hey.
Yeah, it was. There are always messages in there. I'm looking at all sorts of stuff right now, so it's really interesting what's going on. So.
Okay, so keep me informed, too. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Thanks so much.
Okay, Jay. Take care. Bye-bye, Jay.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Okay, that was interesting. Now, 5036. Hi, you're on the air with Joni and Pat.
Hi, Joni. Hi, Pat.
Hello.
Hi.
This is Elizabeth.
Hi, Elizabeth. How are you today?
Oh, I'm okay. I'm all right. It's a hot Saturday afternoon, so.
Where are you calling from? What part of the world?
I'm currently in Chicago.
Oh, it's hot in Chicago.
It's
always hot here.
Yeah, it's been unusually hot and humid here the last couple of days.
Let me have your birthday so we can talk about your heart.
Okay, it's April 14th, 1966.
Uh-huh. Okay. At what time were you born? Do you know?
2 p.m.
Great. Is that approximate or you're actually born at 2 p.m.?
And that's what it said on the birth certificate, but I have a feeling it may have been a little bit before that.
Okay. You know, you can always have an astrologer look at your chart and rectify it by dates there where significant things happened, especially the kinds of things that happened that you didn't plan. And they can, someone can kind of just figure out the exact time that way.
Okay.
Where were you born? What place?
Chicago.
Okay. Did you get to hear the beginning of the show and listen to the African music?
I did. It was lovely.
It was lovely, right? Okay. Mm-hmm. April 13th, the same day as my doctor. And he is...
No,
14th. Oh, I'm glad I said that then. Sorry.
That's okay.
Goodness. You have it up, Pat?
I do, yes.
Okay. April 14th, 1966. Okay. Sometimes I'm more challenged than others. Okay, so... okay, you have the moon in Aquarius, too, and we're having our second full moon in Aquarius coming up. And your moon and my moon are almost the same degree. That's pretty interesting. So when when you have the moon in Aquarius, as a woman, you really don't tend to take a traditional role. You just, I'm going to be the one that's setting the new trend of how a woman can be. Do you relate to that?
Totally.
Yeah. And your moon is in the house of Virgo, which says to me that you are a very purposeful person. You really care about what you're doing. You put your heart in your work. And what is it you do?
Well, I was an artist growing up, and I went to art school, and I did that until I was about 30. And then I fell into public speaking, which I've been doing for about 17 years. But I turned that into my passion for nature. I love, I'm like an environmental activist. But I'm merging the art with it now, where I'm taking nature photographs, making videos, making educational videos, educational blogs, things like that.
Fantastic. Thank you for doing
that.
Oh, yeah, we
really
love you.
It's like my passion. Thank you. It's my passion. It took me a while to figure it out, how to put it all together, but it just sort of all came together. And I guess the reason why I'm calling is I work part-time in the legal industry, and I love it, but it's not enough to obviously survive. And I'm craving to go back to the West Coast, where I lived for like 11 years. I can get more money there, and I can find an affordable home there. And I'm wondering, you know, should I make the move or should I stay here? Nothing seems to be happening here.
Okay, so you want to know if a better place would be what place in the world would be better for your work? Is that what you're...
Yeah, I'm thinking of moving back to Oregon.
Okay, and you're in Chicago now. So, yeah, your chart does rotate in terms of how you perceive the place and how you are received is as you move. And I do that kind of work where it's called astrocartography, where the horoscope is superimposed on the map, and you can really
uh-huh.
see what are really good places. So that's a good idea. You can get in touch with me, or you can read on my website a little bit about it. But
okay.
But also sometimes it's just an impasse in terms of decisions, and you kind of need to wait until you really get your plan. And let me just see what's going on with your sun. You know, Uranus will be making a conjunction to your sun and to your Mars. And I know having Mars so close to the sun and Mars in its own sign, Aries, you're not necessarily someone who sits and waits.
Right.
You get it going, you get it going, which is what you want in an activist, of course. But right now, there's so much energy going on in this zodiacal sign that you're going to probably be making a big shift and something very exciting. So, now, are you saying that there's just not a lot of work where you are, or you're just not that happy right now in the way you're dealing with things? What was the issue?
Well, I came back to Chicago at the end of 2010 for all the wrong reasons. I was only supposed to stay temporarily, but I ended up getting stuck here. And I cannot find an affordable place to live. I'm not making enough because, you know, the rents and the mortgages are outrageous here. I love my job, but, I mean, if I move back west, I know I could make more money and live comfortably. I mean, it's been, since I've been back to Chicago, it's been one horrible thing after another, and I was in Oregon for 6 months and achieved more there in 6 months than I have in 2.5 years here, and there's no reason for me to stay here.
Well, it sounds like you're halfway there to your decision.
Mm-hmm.
It really does. But you know, sometimes when I remember, you know, I used to be a singer, and the first year I was working out there in different clubs and stuff, I had vocal polyps. So I couldn't even sing. The end of the second set, I'd lose my voice every time. And it got me to really improve. Like, I can't tell you how much. When I couldn't rely on a kind of a pretty sound, I had to be a better singer. So it's like sometimes these times where you're really just feeling stifled and frustrated are the times where you're really gathering this kind of resolve and this, you know, more appreciation for the movement when you do get it, and this and this and this.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, within all this, I'm sure that there's a lot of development going on. And my suggestion is really connect to it. Really connect to the part of you that, hell no, I'm not giving up. I'm going, you know, I'm going to move my life exactly where my mission is. Because I'm a person who lives for my purpose. And to be, I love the person before was an Aries too, and he said, I work in service. And I think what you're doing as well is that's exactly what it is, helping people understand. This is such a great service because people are really confused. And And in your chart, you have Mercury, which is your the way you communicate and even how you think. And I can certainly understand why you were an artist first, because your Mercury is in the sign of Pisces, which is sort of the nonverbal Mercury, actually. And I think little children with Mercury in Pisces, they rather learn in pictures. And actually talking is a second language in my mind. And so you've already understood that there's an impression that is the important thing, right? And then your Mercury, your Mercury is conjunct to Pallas Athena, which is an asteroid, one of the four big asteroids that I've been looking at in all the charts I do. And Pallas Athena represents wisdom and truth and the arts. So, you know, your purpose is very lofty. And also conjunct this configuration as well is Saturn. So I would say whatever you're doing is what you promised to do, isn't it?
Uh-huh.
I mean, don't you get that feeling sometimes? I could be.
Yeah, I could just,
You made this vow within your own life. Well, you know,
the thing is,
what part is overwhelming?
Well, it took me forever to put the pieces together. I mean, I just feel like I'm so late in life, and I just want to get going on it, and, I'm just not where I'm at.
Well, I just want to say this about it. It's absolutely the exact time that you're supposed to do it is a little bit later than someone else with Saturn. Everything about Saturn is really better as you're a little bit older. And then I forgot to mention one more object that is conjunct this stellium, which is when a lot of planets are together like this, is Chiron, the wounded healer. So, I think that, you know, when you get these little bouts every once in a while of feeling insecure, am I doing it right or am I out of rhythm or what's going on, that's a bit of a suffering. But it's the exact thing that you can encourage other people how to really work it. Meaning you don't worry about how late anything is. I mean, you don't need to be an ageist. You've got plenty of life force. Do it. Do everything from here, wherever you are now. Mm-hmm. And again, you know, there's a lot of stuff going on in the cosmos right now, and you have a lot of this in your chart as well. So it's activating some of your more complex energy, which has to do with probably why you were born, when you were born, and what the world really needs right now. And don't give in to somehow a pessimistic view of this moment because, you know, it's easier for you to just get going once you know what you want to do. Boom. No hesitation. But it's these other moments where you're kind of digesting the real plan that's coming from deep in your life. And trust that. You know, just trust your own intuition, too. I mean, of course, when we feel paranoid, or I'm not saying you're paranoid, but when we have those kinds of confusing negativity that's kind of invading us, we have to clear that first, and then trust. So I don't know what kind of spiritual work you do, but are you someone who does meditation and things like this?
Yeah. I try to do meditation every night, and I'm out walking in nature every day, so.
Great. Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of energy that you have to take with you when you put it into these projects. So have patience is annoying to hear, but not that you have patience. It's just understand that what you need is you need your ear to your inner voice right now. And it also sounds to me like you're headed back to the most beautiful place.
Yes,
you know,
I want to buy an RV. Yeah, I want to buy an RV and just be on the road and live by the lake and just do my nature stuff. And, you know, it's the only thing that I can afford, but it makes sense. I don't want to get trapped in a mortgage or a house again. I can't afford it.
Don't worry about what you can't do. Just listen to your inner self and go for it, Elizabeth. Hey, we have the same moon, so. Here's to the moon in Aquarius.
Yeah, we gotta do our own thing, that's for sure.
And, you know, if you want, you can come say hi to me, Joni Ross, astrologer on Facebook. And
I will.
And we'll talk about that astrophotography if you like. Okay, my dear,
wonderful.
Take care. Thank you for calling.
Okay. Oh, thank you so much. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. Okay. Let me see. Thank you, Jesus. How are we on time, Pat? Okay, I'm going to take
it's
this caller.
7 o'clock.
I bet this is Brooklyn. Hi, you're on the air. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi.
Is this Lily?
Yes.
Hi, Lily. Oh,
hi.
My goodness. This is one of my best friends. So did you call in? Did you listen? Did you call in? Did you want to talk about your chart, or you want to just listen to the show?
I basically wanted to listen to the show.
Okay, I'm going to put you on hold because somehow I'll put you on hold, and I'll get back to you. Okay, dear? Okay.
Okay.
All right. Okay, Pat.
Okay, so I think there's something wrong with your microphone.
Something wrong with my phone?
Yes, you're breaking up a little bit.
Sorry. Okay, how is that?
Oh, much better.
Yeah, it was someone else
you're
that was... You didn't realize... Okay. Okay, let me take this call.
Okay.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, you're on the air with Joni and Pat.
Hi, how are you? I'm Anna.
Hi, Anna. How are you doing?
Fine, thank you.
Great.
Thanks for my call.
Sure. Do you want to give us your birth information? We'll put your chart up.
Yes. January 28th in
1973. Okay, one second.
Sure.
You know what? I think the sound problem is my computer, everyone. Just want to say please bear with me, and I'm sorry. Okay. Pat, do you have Anna's chart up? Are you putting?
I don't have the time or the place yet.
Okay. Anna, do you want to give that to us?
Yep. It's the Netherlands, Amsterdam. I was born in Amsterdam, the Netherlands, at 11:14 a.m.
What time, please?
11:14 a.m.
Oh, perfect.
Okay, so tell me, what sign is it up? My
yes.
computer's not letting me, my computer. Pat?
Yes. What did you need, Joni?
I wanted to know what Anna's Venus and her moon is.
Anna's Venus is in Capricorn. And
okay.
Her moon is in Sagittarius.
Wonderful. Okay, so we have Saturn and Jupiter. I wish everyone could see what's going on with my astrology program. It's coming in and out. It's psychedelic. Well, it's like running away every time I... so what is Anna Saturn?
Anna Saturn is in Gemini, in the second house.
Okay, and Venus is where?
Venus is in Capricorn, 20 degrees in her 10th house.
Oh, excellent. So, Anna, are you someone who is in the arts or loves creative work?
Yes.
Are you an artist?
Yeah, I do paintings, and yeah. But I'm not making a career out of it.
Okay, what is it that you are doing?
I do art therapy.
You
oh,
do what
cool.
therapy?
I
Is
do
it
art therapy.
Art therapy, fantastic. So you're helping other people through art heal themselves. This is beautiful. Okay. One second. I'm a little fish out of water. And then you said Sag rising, right?
No, she has Taurus rising.
What rising?
That's right. Taurus.
Taurus rising. Okay, so Venus is the ruler of your chart. It's at the top of the chart in the 10th house in an elevated position, which is a great placement for someone who is considered an authority that people can really trust in how to process. So in what way do you do art therapy? And what are you working in a facility? What do you do?
Yeah, something like that.
Okay, that's great. And, you know, I think that's a very fortunate placement. Oh, my goodness.
Thank you.
That's great. I wish... All right, let me try one other program. It's hard to do the radio and make the charts and do
chart.
A little observations. However, it's really hard when the chart is just disappearing every time I click on something.
Maybe you need to restart your program.
Oh, yeah. Well, I don't think that's going to be happening today. But, Anna, please go to my website and I'm going to give you a nice, take on what we're seeing here. Is that okay? Because until I get... Yeah, unless you... What did you want to say, Pat, about Anna's chart?
Anna has... she has Mercury and her Sun exactly conjunct in her 10th house.
Great. Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. Along with the a conjunction of Jupiter and Venus in the same house. Jupiter and Venus in Capricorn.
So a whole stellium of planets involving Venus, the ruler, in the house of Saturn in the sign of Capricorn. So that's, just about anything that you want to accomplish, you know that you can do it, Anna, right? You already know that.
Well, but I'm not really accomplishing, it's going really slow, it's going... I'm going through a really difficult time of being so tired from work and family drama, and I'm wondering, what's going on with me.
Yes. I think that, get in touch with me, and I'm going to really talk to you a little bit because I can't really see your chart, and I really think you need to have a good, you need to have some, maybe it's coming up now.
Mm-hmm.
But is it that you're finding that everything is what is her moon?
Her moon in Sagittarius in the 7th house.
Okay. Ah, okay. So when you have the moon, let's say you're dealing with clients or right, and even family too, anyone, when you have the moon in the 7th house, mm-hmm. you really work a lot of things out through relationships. And all the people you're relating to. So, sometimes I think it's a little bit challenging not to realize that your primary relationship is with yourself. And to really make sure you get some time to just let everyone else go for the moment. And just really communicate with your own higher self. And what's fair for you and all these things. I mean, I don't know how much... you've been able to do that lately where you're assessing things
mm-hmm.
for yourself in terms of how you're feeling in your energy. But, I'm a big believer in scheduling that in. I mean, actually, I do my spiritual work every day, and I do that because, you don't want to lose sight of what you've really determined to be in this world. And it's hard to do those things when you're feeling drained by everyone.
Mm-hmm.
And with Jupiter, the thing about Jupiter is it's not about it's not about being moderate. So if someone's in your life and they really need you, they get a lot. And
mm-hmm.
yes, but you could say, well, because of this, because of that, all the things outside you, it's causing you to feel, almost powerless. But that's the delusion. because you need to find the energy where you need to get it from, which is the universe itself, from your spirit, from your great storehouse of hope. You know, yeah, maybe right now everything's a little crazy and maybe your family members are being a little crazy, but, you know, everybody goes through their cycles. But for you, I would say the important thing is the relationship with yourself, because that's going to affect how you're relating to everyone. And,
definitely.
Yeah, so anyway, please get in touch with me. I really would like that. And I'm going to take the next caller because then we have to go off the air. But get in touch with me if you can. And I think I might even be able to make a chart now. So I will do that for you.
Oh, great. Okay? But how do I get in touch with, but how much do you charge? What is the deal?
You can go to the website, JoniRossAstrologer.com, and you can see all that stuff. But I would like to just have a little talk with you anyway, okay?
What was the email? Sorry.
Joni, you want to say something? Joni Ross Astrologer. And if you're on Facebook, just find me there.
Okay, I'll get in touch with you. Okay, I'll get in touch with you. No worries.
Okay,
thank you.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay. All right, everyone. Now I know I can go through complete meltdown of my equipment and still be on the air. Yay. Okay. So let's take one more call. Where's the studio now? What a sweet girl that was, too, right?
Mm-hmm.
Am I still coming in and out?
No, you're fine now.
Okay. Yeah, every time I click on anything, it puts it down on my... Hi caller, you're on the air.
Hi, Joni.
Hi, who is this?
This is Steve.
Who is it?
My name is Steve.
Hi, Steve. How are you doing today?
Good.
Okay, Steve, you want to give us your birthday?
Sure, it's 9/18/56.
And what time were you born?
5:35 a.m.
Okay. And where?
Cleveland, Ohio.
Okay, Illinois. This is saying Illinois, no. Cleveland. So were you listening from the beginning of the show?
I've been listening for the past half hour.
Okay. So we were talking about music and art being an artist. And are you someone who does that? Are you into music? Okay, great.
Yes.
I don't think I can make his chart either. Pat, did you make his chart? It's just saying not responding. I think there's...
Yes, I have the chart up.
Okay. So, tell me. Let's look at Venus.
Steve has Venus in Leo in his 12th house.
Excellent. Okay, there you go. And what about Steve's moon in Mercury?
Moon in Pisces in the 6th house.
Okay.
And Mercury in Libra in the 2nd house.
Oh, excellent. Okay, so here you go. You have the Sun, Venus Sun, which means that... Are you a performer, Steve?
Yes, but why do you say Venus Sun?
No, because Venus is in Leo.
Oh,
so
I
put
you.
The...
And
your Sun is Virgo, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Oh, so you know your chart. Excellent.
Yeah.
Yeah, see, Moon in Pisces is definitely the energy of the ability to be musical or any of the arts, the understanding of symbolism innately, and the Venus in Leo is really wonderful placement for performing. And then Mercury in Libra is in the second house. It's like double Venus energy there too, with appreciation of music. What do you play?
I sing.
You sing? Okay. Yeah, we were saying before with the other caller with how Taurus rules the throat and that double Venus in the house of Taurus. Not surprised that you have a really nice voice and that you sing. Did you have a question?
No, I just wanted to see what you were... actually, there is something. I just wanted to know why patience has been such a theme throughout my life and why things have been achieved things at a later age, like that other lady was talking about.
Wait a minute. Say that again because I'm not hearing that.
Sure. Let me go to another room so that you can hear me better. I was wondering why, for me, patience has been a real major theme as far as having to wait for things to accomplish things at a later age in life. That seems like a major theme for me.
Why are you having to wait? What is your rising sign, Steve?
Virgo,
5 degrees.
Virgo
rising.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then Mercury, okay. And then what degree is Venus?
5 degrees. So Venus is the 8th.
8 degrees. Okay, so your Venus is being activated by, that square to Pluto and all, that square that's going between Uranus and, things are being activated in your horoscope right now. And
right.
Again, waiting is not the right way I would describe things to someone that's going through this kind of transformation. It's more really about there's a shift going on. There's a kind of a maybe possibly a reckoning of something that you really want to change in this lifetime coming up. And, it's an important time, even though it might feel frustrating that things aren't happening exactly when you want. But,
I think...
Wait a minute. Wait, say that again. Sorry.
I mean, it feels like this way throughout my entire life, not just this cycle I'm in now.
Oh, you feel that way through your life. Okay.
Right.
And what is it that you feel that you just would like to be more aggressive and you're not, or you're having to be
just
frustrated?
Just to be able to achieve goals that I have not been able to achieve.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay, well, Steve, I want you to get in touch with me also if you like, because I'd like to give you something where I could really look at it and say, but just knowing the moon sign, to me, anytime you have a very important energy in Pisces, it's, if you want to speed it up or you want to see it, you want to see yourself being more effective in terms of your intention, you really have to dump doubt. I think this is the real, that you really need to endorse your victory in your imagination, in your heart,
mm-hmm.
understand you deserve it, and that, this is the spiritual work in general, that we have to kind of not be so loyal to the karma, rather, meaning the present circumstances, rather determined to connect to the part of ourselves that activates a new thing. Meaning victory, or I'm determined to see this through and have the success I need because that's going to affect more people and that's going to allow me to make a difference. So, when you have the moon in Pisces, you have a great gift, but these gifts come with, a lot of funny mirrors sometimes. They really do, having the moon in Pisces. Also, when you have the moon in Pisces, it really depends who you're around because all the mutable signs are so affected by the environment. They're just so absorbent. So if you're around a lot of people that maybe are frustrated themselves or, I know when I first started singing jazz, I hang out with all the musicians and all they do is complain about everything. And they were funny, but that's what it was like. And, I love them all, but, you know, they were happy when they were having a few drinks and playing. That was it. So, you know, there's, you know, it's just so important that you decide how you're going to see it. You know, and especially when you have the moon in Pisces, it's like, you know, Neptune is not ambitious. It's more about, you know, this kind of feeling, connecting with this deep intuition. So you have to really have a clear vision of yourself and your success.
Okay.
Especially now with all this stuff going on.
Activating Venus, what does that mean?
Well, it means that, you know, well, okay, Venus is being affected by Pluto, by Uranus, and I think that that means that the whole Venus principle in your life, which is your taste, how you enjoy things, how you communicate. Did you say you had Mercury conjunct Venus? Mercury and Venus.
Mercury is sextile Venus in the natal charts.
It's sextile. Oh, I thought you said it was. Yeah, it's a little hard for me not to be looking, but when you have an out-of-planet transit like that, it takes a while, but there's something that changes in the way you are doing things. Or in your case, of course, when it's Venus, it's sort of the style. Are you working as a musician? Is that what you do?
No, I have a day job, but I work it when I can.
Okay, so, you know, maybe there's more that you want to do from the art, and, you know, I'm not sure what it is that you're talking about. Is it doing art, or is it just winning in your daily life as it is? What is it that's you really
art,
ask?
Doing art.
Okay, so maybe what's happening right now is something's really rumbling, really calling you to go for it on a whole other level. So just picture it as you connect to your thoughts about it. Scan yourself for any feeling.
Here's what I'm asking. I'm just wondering, in my natal chart, does it show anything about the need for patience in this lifetime in general?
Well, that's an interesting question. If I was looking at your chart, I might even be able to really see that. I just wrote down a few planets. I think, you know, to me, what I'm seeing here is more about, of course, you know that you have to have patience. But I think the more important thing is not to pressurize yourself from timing.
Okay.
You know, that. And to allow yourself to continue to feel victorious in your intention, rather than feeling that pressure and kind of being off your center because you're worried about the timing.
Right.
That makes sense for Virgo to me.
Uh-huh.
You know, just don't. Your timing is your timing. Right now, with a lot of the planetary stuff going on, things are being activated, which means, hey, this could be the time. That's good. All right?
Cool.
All right, Steve. I wish you the best. And I'm sorry I couldn't see your chart. And unfortunately, I can't do charts at the moment. But Pat can do them. But anyway, we've kind of run out of time. So get in touch with me, everyone that hasn't gotten to come on the air today. And definitely send me your email, and I'll get your chart to you and some explanation. And those of you I tried to talk to, I'd like to have another little conversation if that's what you'd like. Okay, so take care. We're gonna end the show with, let me see, with a wonderful wish for you to have a happy, happy week, everyone. Okay, Pat, you take care.
You too, Joni.
Thank you so much. And you can get in touch with us on JoniRossAstrologer.com and Joni Ross Astrologer on Facebook. Okay, take care.